This is Dr. Sachdeva, S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Christopher Moreira. First name is Christopher, C-H-R-I-S-T-O-P-H-E-R. Last name is Moreira, M-O-R-E-I-R-A, Moreira. Date of birth 12-2-2014. This letter is being written to Dr. Naresh Kapoor. First name is Naresh, N-A-R-E-S-H. Last name is Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, Kapoor. Address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 212, San Jose, California, 95116. Telephone number 408-254-8280. Fax number 408-254-1089. Dear Dr. Kapoor, K-A-P-O-O-R, thank you for asking me to see this 8-year-old boy in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. I was lucky lucky to get a very competent Spanish interpreter thereby obtained a decent history, period. Christopher has been having recurrent hives for about 2 or 3 months, and initially he had some hives when he was 1 year ago, and that was possibly thought to be due to shrimp and perhaps some other foods, period. Ever since then, family has been avoiding these foods, but we are not aware of its complete absence from his diet, period. He was seen once in emergency room for mild hives and was treated with Benadryl, period. There is history of minor asthma, which has been treated with inhalers, and overall, his asthma does not seem to be a significant problem, period. He has been to emergency room, mostly in winter, for his asthma, and that is appropriately treated, period. He sleeps well and is generally active and does not experience any persistent symptoms or any nocturnal symptoms, period. There is no exposure to any smokers or animals, period. Overall, he is in a decent health, period. Examination revealed a very pleasant 8-year-old who has some dermatographism and mild nasal congestion, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various symptoms, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. I reviewed his RAS testing, and he certainly does have moderately positive reaction to shrimp, but no other significant but no other significant reactions were identified. New paragraph, skin testing revealed very minor reaction to ryegrass and shrimp and lobster. So, period, I believe he does have minor, I believe he has allergy to crustaceans, namely shrimp and lobster, so they should be avoided, period. He certainly has some mild dermatographism, and that is resulting in some hives, period. All this was discussed with family, and I saw him in follow up, and he seems to be doing quite well, period. My final diagnosis: number one, dermatographism; number two, history of minor asthma; number three, minor allergy to shrimp and lobster. He has EpiPen, and certainly may be used in case of a significant reaction, and family and detailed discussion was carried out with the family on how to administer and when to administer EpiPen, period. Certainly, a repeat testing might be required to confirm this diagnosis, but as of right now, we will just maintain normal precautions that would be necessary in case for food allergy patients, period. My final diagnosis, number one, dermatographism, number two, mild to mild intermittent asthma in good control, number three, mild allergic reaction to shrimp. My treatment plan, number one, avoid any crustaceans including shrimp and lobster, number two, Zyrtec 10 milligram daily for upper airway allergy symptoms, number three, certainly he can use his inhaler, so he can use his albuterol inhaler for wheezing and asthma, number four, environmental precautions were discussed, number five, EpiPen use was discussed. Number six, EpiPen RX should be refilled every 12 to 18 months. Number seven, in case of a significant reaction, family should call 911 and take him to emergency room after giving a shot of EpiPen, period. Overall, I believe he should do quite well, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and well care. Please do give me a call if you have any questions, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Christopher Moreira. Thank you.